Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Yeah, I picked this up so I can hear the answer. All right, here we are. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9. Liberty on the road. This game was to be played tomorrow night, but due to old man winter headed our direction, we bumped it up to Thursday. So Liberty and Marshfield. Liberty JV picked up another win. They've only got one loss on the year. They defeated Marshfield 71-61, and a record-setting night, wasn't it, Tyler?
It was. Brian Thompson went off for 35 in the JV game. We were told that 32 was the scoring record in a JV game. So
I can't remember. I've seen so many JV games, and there's been some. There's been a lot of points scored in JV games. Congratulations to Brian, 35, but also Mr. Phipps.
Phipps had 11, and Roger Hafner had 13.
Yes,
we had three in double digits.
71-61 was the final score. Liberty JV gets the win. The Eagles are taking on Marshfield. Marshfield is 8-9 on the year. And they're in the Ozark Mountain Conference with West Plains, Bolivar, Rogersville, Carl Junction, Branson, and Hillcrest. So, and they're in Class 5.
I was going to say, Liberty could really come out and make a statement here with a good performance here tonight. We should be getting some looks and some votes for this top 10 ranking coming out.
Well, next week it'll come out. Silas Chad will start for Marshfield. Carson Adams will start. Evan Kochi will get the nod. Also Cannon Thornhill and Hunter Fryman. That's the starting five for Marshfield.
And Liberty's going to get to see some size tonight.
Mm. Oh, yeah, 6'5", 6'6".
6'5", 6'6", Marshfield.
That's what I was talking with Coach Harrell, and, you know, one thing, you know they're going to be big.
Yeah.
They're big every year. Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellis, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells. Liberty wins the tip. And Marshfield, they like to extend their defense the length of the floor.
A full court man.
Hook kick out, and they get it back under control. Man to man. Inside, Wells, up and in for two.
Starting right where he left off. Good inside look. Drayton Wells made a nice move for an easy bucket.
Here's a one-hand floater at the other end. Shot up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Ellen. Threw it away. Here comes Marshfield. And they'll throw it away.
Yeah, Drake come off a triple-double against Mountain Grove the other night.
Yeah. He had a big, big game. Led Liberty in scoring. That was a big win for the Liberty Eagles as well. Conference win, so. Parker Toon catches. Parker pulls up at the free throw line, drains it. Also, games being live video streamed. Ricky here beside us. Marshfield at top. Whips it to the wing. They're going to pop a three off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Inside, back up, blocked, out of bounds. It'll stay with Marshfield. Kochi was able to get it inside. Now they'll toss it in on the baseline. It'll be Fryman. He'll be the trigger man. Gets to the wing. They roll it back inside to him. In and out. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker goes behind his back, loses it, has it knocked away. No, it's going to be a Liberty turnover. 4-0, Liberty, 6:35 to go. Again, you can see the live video stream at OzarkRadioNews.com, or you go to the Facebook page. High post, drive, up and in, off the glass for Evan Cochin. Eagles will look at some pressure. Parker dribbles through it, uses the crossover, skips it. Alex for three, it's good. Man, you know, we talk about it all the time. When you work inside, you as an outside shooter, it gives you really good looks because you force your opponent to play the post, to bend it.
Yeah.
Liberty throws it away. Spacing not very good. But yeah, they need to slow down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to see Liberty, you know, have some really quality possessions here early. Kind of stretch this game out early.
Yeah.
Being a bigger class 5 school, they're going to be a little deeper on the bench. Better size than we've seen.
Turnover by Marshfield. Parker Toon gets to Alex, back to Parker. Parker gets it back to Alex. Alex will back up behind the volleyball line. Look to make a move. Double screen set out top. He's able to peel off of it. Stripped to the basketball on the way up. No foul. It'll stay with Liberty. Liberty trying to do a little isolation there.
Yep.
Alex Toon will inbound. Coach Harrell shouting out some instructions. 7-2 is your score. And Paxton gets it and puts it up and in. Marshfield takes it the other direction. Shad out top. Shad fields it over to Fryman. And Marshfield wants a timeout. 9-2. 5:07 to go in the first. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Park City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back. Marshfield hits a three. Silas Shad makes it a 9-5 ball game. Liberty. Alex Toon. Parker Toon. Parker kicks it inside to Hunter, and it's he stripped. Turnover. Here come the Blue Jays. Here's a three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Wells. Wells gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to drive in. 3-on-1. Hits the turnaround jumper. 11-5, Marshfield, they're going to throw another three up. That's good. Marshfield wants to play fast, ladies and gentlemen. There's pressure caught by Parker on the inbound. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex got the double team, rolls it over to Parker. Parker looks for a drive. Goes up for the scoop shot for two.
Good move.
Yeah. Marshfield wants to play fast. That could be trouble for Liberty. Here's a drive, a kick inside, reverse layup, good by Carson Adams. He's the 6'6 young man. 13-10, Liberty. Parker takes it in, scoop shot from the rim, won't fall. He gets his own, or no, gets his rebound and has it taken away. Turnover number 5. Here's a 3 for Marshfield. No good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Alex Toon out top. Cheats over to the right side. Picks dribble up. Finds Paxton Hunter out top. Paxton dribbles once. Gets it to Ellis. Ellis going to put it on the floor. He rolls it over to Wells. Wells tries to throw it inside. Take it away. Turnover number six. Here's a floater. It's good. Count it two more for Hunter Fryman. It's 13-12. 2:45 to go here in the first. Alex Toon's got the double team. Gives it up to Parker. Parker takes it into the paint. He's stripped of the basketball. Run down by Wells. Picked up by Carter Ellett. Can't get it to fall. Parker gets the rebound. Throws it out to Alex. Alex looks off to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter has it taken away. Another turnover. Liberty takes it right back. In the corner to Parker. Drives the baseline. Looks to give it up. He's fouled on the pass.
Yeah, it's getting a little chaotic here.
That's what they want. Earlier I got here and talked to a couple folks, and they said that Marshfield wants to play fast.
Yeah.
Alex Toon gets the inbound toss. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker, front of the rim, can't get it to fall. Wells. What's the putback? Can't get it to go. Wells gets the rebound. Shot fake. Oops,
get in there.
Won't fall. And Drayton will shoot two. But he got three rebounds out of that deal.
Yep.
Shooting two. And the foul is
on 13.
I don't have a 13.
Method.
Oh, okay. 13.
It should have been 31. Oh, no.
13.
You're right.
Yeah. Messick?
Yep.
And he makes them both. Marshfield at the other end, shooting a three. Count it. Top of the key. That's number one, Shad, his second three. 15-15. Parker to Wells. Wells, back to Parker. Shot, front of the rim, goes up, no good. Loose ball, it's picked up by Parker. Goes up, won't fall. Parker will shoot two from the line.
Liberty doing a better job on the offensive boards here tonight.
I think Liberty needs to slow their pace down.
Marshfield's kind of, setting the tempo and really causing some issues with ball handling of the Liberty Eagles.
So Messick comes out. Adams checks back in. Second free throw's good. Parker Toon makes them both. 17-15. Liberty. Marshfield with the basketball. Here's a three. Oh. Count it. Tochi with the three. Marshfield by one. Here comes a double team. And Alex Toon has it taken away from him in the backcourt. Long pass down the floor to Parker. Parker goes up, shoots no good. And Liberty turns it over. Folks, I'm telling you, Marshfield's got Liberty playing way too fast. Marshfield. Marshfield with the lead and the basketball. Another deep three, no good. Air ball caught by Parker Toon. Parker Toon out top. Tosses it behind the volleyball line to Alex Toon. Alex Toon looks for some room to work. Kicks it to Altermat for three, no good. Out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Marshfield by three. Liberty with the basketball. Parker in traffic. Lane shoots. Can't get it to fall. He'll shoot two from the line. and that is going to be on Coachy, his first. First free throw is good. So Coachy's got a foul, and Adams has a foul.
And that number 13 had a foul.
Number 13 had a foul. Second free throw is good. 20-19, 25 seconds to go in the first. Marshfield with the lead and the basketball. A drive and loose ball, but it's gathered up by Marshfield. Off the key for three. It's good. Chad, he's 3 for 3.
To say, Marshfield's shooting the lights out here in the first quarter.
23-19. Scoop shot at the other end. No good. Here comes Marshfield. The drive, the shot at the buzzer, no good. Marshfield leads after one, 23-19. We'll be back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View, we're here for you.
...19, Marshfield with the lead. Marshfield made 5 threes.
They went 5 of 7 in that first quarter.
Marshfield will have the basketball to start the second. High post to the wing. Here's a three. Count it.
Another one.
Silas Shad, 4 for 4. That's pretty good percentage, ain't it?
Yeah.
And foul, Alex Toon. They're doubling, trying to get that turnover. Is that going to be on 31 or 32?
31.
That's his first. Eagles will bring it in. Cooper Holden into the ball game for Liberty. Also, Lane Altermat. He catches, skips it across to Parker. Parker with the basketball. He's going to drive in, shoot, and score. Nice move by Parker. 26-21, Marshfield. 7:15 to go in the half. Eagles, they're playing man-to-man. Marshfield at the wing. Well, that's how it looks. Yeah, there's Marshfield kind of spread them out. Now they go high post. That's the charge. And that's Evan Coachy. He picks up his second. Good job by Alex Toon.
Good call by Coach Harrell switching the defense up.
Yeah.
With that zone. I mean, with this many shooters, they were just eating us alive.
Alex Toon, long pass to Parker. Parker in the corner. Altermat for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Shad. Marshfield on the fast break. They'll kick it out. Here's a deep three. Boom! Goodness. 29-21. Alex gets it to Cooper. Blaine Altermat out top to Alex Toon. Off to Parker. Parker at the elbow, pulls up, shoots, no good. Rebound Wells, and he has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. And Ellett and Paxton Hunter checks in for Parker Toon and Drayton Wells. Cooper will toss it in. Looks and finds Paxton Hunter. Paxton, strong move, gets the bucket. 29-23, Marshfield. 6 minutes to go in the half. Eagles will stay in their man-to-man. Rotating out top, working behind the volleyball line. Top of the key to the wings, looking inside, back out top. Good defense by Alex Toon. Here's a drive, and they're going to call a foul, reaching in on Alex. That's his first.
Looked pretty clean from our vantage point, but kind of stripped him as he was going up.
Oh, and they're saying that was on the shot? Evidently. That was like at the behind the free throw line. It was on the drive in. Thornhill makes the first one. Does not matter now. Second free throw is good. 32-23, Marshfield. Cooper Holden. Back to Alex Toon. High post Paxton. Out to Blaine. Good look for three. Oh, it's off the rim. No good. Nice rebound, Cooper Holden. Blaine catches. Blaine rolls it over to Cooper. Cooper looks and finds Paxton Hunter. Paxton,
oh,
nice fake, drive, shoot. Can't get it to fall. Paxton will shoot too. And that's going to be three on Coach. Five oh nine to go. Pop stop. First free throw's no good. So Coachy comes out. Shad checks back in. Shad is 4-for-4 from behind the three line.
Yeah.
Paxton Hunter's second free throw is good. Eagles stay man-to-man. Shad out top. Volleyball line, shoots, and Thornhill is fouled. He'll shoot three. Blaine Ultramat with the foul.
I mean, he's pulling up from the volleyball line.
Just
pulling up.
Yeah. We had a young man that would do that. We did. First free throw is good. Five oh two to go. Second one's good. They're just stroking it. And an out, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Alex Toon looks to make the move, finds a lane. The floater's good. Alex with 7 points now, 33-26. Oh, there's a drive. Wide open, easy bucket for Adams. 35-26, Ultramat for three. Good. Timeout, Liberty, and 6 point ball game, two possession game. 4:29 to go, and we'll take a break. We'll be back as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
All right, welcome back. Marshfield with the basketball. Out top, number four, Letterman. Pull up from the volleyball line again. That one doesn't fall. Eagles take it the other direction. And Alex shoots a D3, one and done. And now Marshfield fast break, behind the back pass, block shot, Cooper Holden. Picked up by Marshfield, and now it's going to be a blocking foul. That's going to be two on Allen. That's Liberty. That, see, that's my fear. When they get to playing, the shot selection is really bad when Liberty gets to trying to run.
Yeah, see, early when Liberty got out front early, really good offensive sets, good ball movement, good passes inside.
Marshfield with the basketball. They lead to 35-29. Tip and out of bounds, last touch by Liberty. Alex knocked it away from behind on Thornhill. Number four, Letterman, into the ballgame for the Blue Jays. He finds Shad. Shad back to Letterman. Loses the ball. Picked it back up. And timeout. That was almost a 5 second.
It was.
He was ready, but
right at five.
But Marshfield gets the timeout. Again, Liberty has slowed it down a little bit. And you know, they're wanting to run. All you got to do is get in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get defensively, get in front of them, make stop the ball. And then force them to have to run some offense. And what we're seeing, you know, here early, Marshfield struggles a little bit with that. So 35-29, Marshfield up by six, using the timeout. A lot of basketball still yet to be played. Marshfield outscored Liberty in the second, 12-10. And Liberty used about 30 seconds of that 60-second timeout. I think Coach Errol, he's kind of got a grip on things right now. But, you know, offensively, that last trip, Liberty did not get a good look. They kind of rushed a shot where they just need possessions right now. They need productive possessions.
Yeah, and if they can make Marshfield run offensive set, Liberty's going to be in this ball game, but if you allow them to get that fast pace and play in that chaos, that's when Marshfield's really going to stretch this game out.
Shad with it. They bounce it down low. Shot goes up. No good. Over the back. No call. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. That's a good rebound. Alex Boone brings it down the floor. Out top. Force them to play defense. Parker Toon catches. Gets it to Paxton. Paxton goes up.
Good.
In for two. Nice set.
Come off a high screen there. Rolled it.
And a
Marshfield turns it over.
35-31. 2:32 to go. Marshfield, their defense, they extended the length. They play man-to-man the entire length of the floor.
And they're running people in and out. They're probably 8 or 9 deep already in this ball game.
Yeah, they've got two JVers that played. Liberty throws it away. Again, picks the dribble up too far away. Nobody comes to help.
You know, if they're running jump, soon the ball's crossing half court. They're having another guy run out there to double. Whoever is guarding, that guy was guarding, they need to get to the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
Get closer. Don't make it. You know, Liberty's trying to throw 30-foot passes, 40-foot passes, and it's just not
Marshfield able to intercept it. Letterman and
Marshfield.
Yeah, Marshfield's going to use another timeout.
Yeah, see, they're struggling. They're struggling in these offensive sets.
35-31, 2 minutes to go in the half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
From your paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 35-31, Marshfield. And as Tyler pointed out, Marshfield's got two timeouts left. Coach Thornhill, he's used them. Marshfield with the basketball. And they throw it away. Oh, Liberty, long pass. Cooper Holden goes up. His shot's blocked. And Marshfield picks it up. In the corner, Marshfield wants that frantic pace. Then another turnover. Cooper takes it back. Parker Toon drives. Throws up a wild shot. Wanted a foul. Won't get it. Marshfield drives on the inside. Rolls it outside. Here's a three off the rim. No good tip. And Liberty comes up with it. Cooper Holden. And he's fouled. And that would be by Carson Adams, his second. Again, Marshfield got
expanded
up.
Getting chaos again. When it gets to chaos like that, I mean, Marshfield shot three threes. Just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, the guys I was talking to, he said, you know, they want to take about 90 shots a game. That's their offense, you know. Liberty.
I fully believe that.
Parker Toon. Skips it out. Alex with a good look at three. Ooh. Is good.
35-34.
Alex with 10 points here in the first half. Marshfield backs it up. In the corner, caught. Here's a deep three off the rim. No good. And a foul. Rebound taken by Wells.
They're going to put Wells on the line.
So Drayton will shoot two. Drayton with 4 points. Coach Harrell asking an official question. 44 seconds to go in the half. Drayton can tie it up right here. Whoa. First one's the hardest, right?
Yep,
it's the front iron, no good. Messick comes out, back in. Silas Shad. Wells can tie it up again right here, and he does.
There it is.
35-35, 40 seconds to go. Marshfield skips it across. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker to Alex. Alex for three more, hits the rim, no good. Wells rebound, puts it back in for two. Eagles are up, 37-35. 20 seconds to go. Loose ball, another turnover. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex Paxton Hunter for three. Off the rim, no good. Alterman tries to get it inside to Wells. Wells to Parker Toon for two. 39-35. Liberty at the half.
Liberty got down as big as seven in that second quarter and then still comes out 39-35 at the end of it.
Well, in that second, they kind of slowed it down a little bit. Switched the defense up.
Switched defense, made Marshfield run some offensive sets, get them out of that frantic, fast-paced, just jack and
three. Liberty scrambling to get back in their 2-3 zone. They're just wide open threes all over, and they were nailing them. Liberty went to a man-to-man, slowed the game down a little bit, but then Marshfield sped it back up. You know, I mean, I think that's going to be key in the second half.
It is.
Slow it down.
Yeah, and use your big men inside.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Drayton and Paxton, they've shown. I mean, you know, Drayton's got seven. Paxton's got seven. Both of them, when they get the ball inside, they've been pretty efficient with it, and they're really good on the boards. I think Wells got eight rebounds in that first half already. So,
yeah. Well, another half to go. Liberty on the road at Marshfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Powell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Park City.
Trust Park City Auto Parts to recommend the products you need for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limit supply. Get details at your Park City Auto Parts store.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
And welcome back. Liberty with the lead, 39-35. And Liberty went on a nice run, you know. There was like just under 4 minutes to go. And Liberty was out score 12-10.
Yeah.
And went on to take the lead. On Marshfield, going through the scoring, Silas Shad with 12. Carson Adams has 4. Evan Cochey with 5. Cannon Thornhill with 7. And Hunter Fryman with 5. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 12. Alex Toon with 10. Paxton Hunter with 7. Blaine Altermat with 3. And Drayton Wells with 7. Liberty, scored 19 in the first, 20 in the second. Marshfield scored 23 in the first, 12 in the second.
And what we got into is Marshfield kind of went on a dry spell there. They missed 6 of their last 7 three attempts.
Well, and they turned it over a lot.
Yeah. I've got Liberty for 10 turnovers.
Yeah.
And
9 was in the first quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, Marshfield had 3 in the first quarter, and I've got them sitting at 9.
Yep, so they had 6 in the second. I had them at 5. But, Liberty was just that frantic pace, you know, that Marshfield's wanting to play. I mean, in Marshfield, folks, they want to play wide open, 5 out, just get it and go, and if you're open, you better shoot it.
No, and they are long, They are athletic, and there is not a single one of them on the floor that is scared to shoot it.
No. And they, there's going to be, they got another run in them.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think, you know, if Liberty can just control the tempo. I'm not saying slow it down to, a Cliff Hawkins type of ball game.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad.
Under control.
Yeah.
Under control. Get an offensive set, you know, we come out of one of those chaotic spells. Liberty gets into a set. Paxton Hunter comes off a screen, a high screen at the top of the key, rolls it around just perfect. Alex hits him, cut into the basket. It's an uncontested layup.
Well, I mean, Liberty, from the post, in the first half, they got 14 points.
Yeah,
from the post. And there's a lot of basketball left, but Liberty's leading at the break, 39-35. Second break, we'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkselfcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
What you need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
The upcoming winter storm is nearly upon us. I hope you guys did all of your preparation you needed to. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 21. Tomorrow, the snow is expected to start anytime between 12 to 6 o'clock. Tomorrow's high will be 27 with a low of 5. A winter storm warning has been issued from 6 p.m. Friday all the way through to Sunday, and a cold weather advisory exists from 12 a.m. Saturday to 12 p.m. on Monday.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Our city.
Trust Park City Auto Parts to recommend the products you need for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limit supply. Get details at your Park City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
And welcome back as we get ready to start the second half. Marshfield extended stay in the locker
room. Yeah, I mean, there's 40 seconds left here before the buzzer, and they're just now coming out of the tunnel down here.
Well, foul trouble. Liberty. Alex Toon's got two. Marshfield, Carson Adams got two. Evan Cochi's got three. So, other than that they're in pretty good shape.
Liberty's pretty clean.
He's played eight. Marshfield.
I knew he was running them in like cattle there for a while.
Like every two trips, two would come in, two would go out. Everybody will get the basketball to start the second half. Carter Ellett tosses it in. Alex Toon out top, drives, gets it to Parker. Parker throws it away. Marshfield at the other end. And it's a loose ball, but it's going to be gathered up by Marshfield. Skip pass into the corner, to the wing. Drive, off the glass, no good, rebound. Taken by Marshfield and knocked out of bounds by Parker, too. Marshfield will bring it in on the baseline. Throwing it out top, it's caught.
Ooh, passing on the three. Yeah, that's a different look.
That was Adams. Yeah. Well, that's something. There's a three put up, no good. Rebound, Wells. Paxton Hunter to Parker Toon. 39-35. Wells, short jumper, good.
Ooh, pick and roll up top.
Yeah. 9 points now for Drayton Wells. Drive, and the foul that'll be on Alex Toon. That's going to be his third.
Had my dad tell me one time, you know why the pick and roll's been around for 70 years?
Why is that? He said, because it works.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. Three, top of the key, up, no good. Liberty with the rebound. Alex Toon will push it. Goes up, shoots, no good. He's fouled and will shoot two. Forced in a little bit, got bailed out.
Yeah, I think that's going to be four.
It is. That's an even better play there. Smart. Knew who was guarding. First free throw is good. So, Cochi comes out, and Letterman checks back in. Letterman played the JV game. I don't know how many quarters he has left. He played the second.
You're allowed six now.
Okay.
Liberty comes out in the 1-3-1.
And Marshfield turns it over.
Kind of a different look.
Mixing it up. 43-35 Liberty. And the Eagles have the basketball. Alex Toon brings it out top to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter will hand it off.
Oh,
wide open. And an easy bucket for Paxton Hunter.
Some of that pick and roll stuff
again. And now Marshfield will have one timeout remaining. Liberty.
I was going to say, that was Liberty timeout there.
Liberty timeout. We'll keep it here. They've got three remaining. 45-35. I think, Harrell's probably saying, now this is the pace.
Yeah, this is what we have to do. Offensive set, because they can't guard our big when they're extending out.
Well, Marshfield's using their bigs out top on the defense,
yeah,
on Alex and Parker.
Yeah, they're trying to disrupt and get turnovers out there to where they can get those turnovers and go.
Yeah.
45-35, Liberty. And Liberty defensively, and what are they going to fall back into here? Here's a three, and it's good. Silas Shad. That is his fifth three. He's got 15. 45-38. They get it. Skip pass. Parker gets it inside to Wells. Wells up and in for two. Nice shot fake. 11 points for Drayton Wells. Marshfield at the other end. Out top. There's a drive. Scoop shot. Count it. Nice move by Cannon Thornhill. 47-40. Liberty. Parker Toon gets the double team. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon looks for a lane. Kicks it to Ellett for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Marshfield on the fast break. Oh, that should have been a trap.
Yeah, it should have.
And it's a turnover. Picked up by Wells. Parker goes all the way to the rim for two more. That was pretty. 49-40.
Woo!
Quick pass, and it won't fall. Missing the chipper is the Blue Jays. Another rebound for Drayton Wells.
All right, now set up the...
Parker in traffic. And...
It's going to be a Marshfield ball.
Kind of got caught in no man's land.
Yep. That's what I was saying. You know, get an offensive set right there.
Mm-hmm.
The pace had picked up the last two trips.
49-40 Liberty Marshfield with the basketball. Spinning it to the wing now to the baseline. Knocked away. Picked back up by Marshfield. Oh, Alex, watch that. Here's a three off the rim, no good. And it's Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Flips it over to Alex Toon. 4:25 to go in the third. Alex, high post. Paxton Hunter goes up, has it stripped. Blue Jays on the fast break. Layup, no good. And a miss, and now a foul.
Going to be on Thornhill?
I think so.
Yep.
31?
Yep. It'll be his second.
Team foul number two, I think. Yeah. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon gets the inbound.
Hey, clear out.
There's a running
jump.
Here comes the jump. And Liberty gets it. They turn it over. Marshfield. Pulls up for a three. Count it. Dallas Shad.
For six.
Two possession game. 49-43.
Like the running jump.
Yeah.
Now, Paxton Hunter needs to get to the middle of the floor.
Yeah. And turns it over. Liberty, it's almost like when they beat, they want to. It's not fair. Here's another three up. No good. Tip. Wells comes up with it. 3:22 to go in the third. And Liberty turns it over again. Liberty is getting very careless, lackadaisical,
yep,
with the basketball.
Yeah,
it's ho-hum.
It's just that lackadaisical. That's the word. Because if not, I mean, they are putting pressure on them, but they're just making little soft passes and...
If Liberty will get it inside the volleyball line,
yeah,
then that's forcing Marshfield to get back on defense. First free throw is missed by Thornhill.
Yeah, Cooper Holden and Blaine Altmat coming back in.
Liberty here's turned it over five times in the third. Second free throw is up, and it's good. 49-44, Liberty.
Here comes the jump.
Middle of the floor, Parker.
and almost lost it. Yeah, Drayton Wells was all alone on the block. Yeah, that time, you know, Blaine, don't wait for the basketball.
Yeah,
go get it.
Go get it.
Blaine will inbound on the baseline. Liberty will stack it, it looks like. Yeah. And they get it to Alex Toon. Alex from the free throw line throws a shot up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Marshfield wide open. Kicks it back. Now they turn it over. And now it's foot race. Alex Toon able to gather it up. Use the dribble. Goes up and scores. Here comes the Blue Jays. Kicks it to the wing. Here's a three. Air ball. Shot up. No good. Off the mark. Tipped around. Controlled by Liberty. 2:25 to go. 51-44. Alterman catches. Bounces it to Parker. Parker in the paint. Front of the rim. Can't get it to fall, but he'll shoot two. Yeah, when Liberty just gets it,
and then, you know, makes just the ball movement alone is making Marshfield move enough.
And scrambling, yeah.
That Liberty can have all the open looks they want.
First free throw is no good. 2:18 on the clock, 51-44. 23. Who's 23? That's a new one.
That's Trenton Rosenthal. Second one is good.
Marshfield at the other end. Here's a good. Quick three. Goes up. No good. Rebound taken by the Blue Jays. Back out top. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Alterman. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. 2:05 on the clock. Blue Jays will inbound it right in front of their bench. Liberty may need to go back into that man-to-man. Blue Jays out top. Here's a drive. Dish off. Up and in for two. That's Messick.
All right, here comes the run and jump.
Yep. And Liberty turns it over. Don't go to the sideline. Go to the middle. Somebody break to the middle of the floor.
That's what I, you know, if somebody's guarding you, and then all of a sudden nobody's guarding you,
you're open.
Yeah.
Go to the ball.
Go to the middle, because your man just went to double team and trapped the ball.
Here's a deep three. Count it. Thornhill. 52-49. I knew Marshfield was going to have another run.
There, good.
Super. Parker catches, and he's fouled on the floor.
Cooper Holden did it perfect. His man left to go to run and jump. He goes straight to the top of the key, gets it, and then it's 3-on-2.
Yeah. Eagles toss it in to Wells. Wells goes up, can't get it to go, tipped out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Last touched by Messick. 1:14 to go in the third, 52-49, Liberty. Looking to toss it in, Alterman. And finds Alex Toon, and kicked, it goes out of bounds. It's a Liberty turnover.
17 Liberty turnovers.
Marshfield basketball, bringing it in right at their bench, and they throw it away on the inbound. They give it right back. You can see, you know, Coach Harrell telling him, he's like, just slow down.
Yeah. Slow down.
Marshfield has gotten back into this Liberty, back into this frantic pace.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 10-point ball game. Back to three.
Paxton under catches. Takes in. Nice dig.
Ooh.
And a slam.
Great with the flush. Nice two-handed flush.
Yep. But again, you beat the pressure.
Yes, and then it's 3-on-2.
Here's a three from the corner. Up, no good. And the rebound taken. Now it's a jump ball. Possession arrow, Liberty. It's almost like just make the extra pass.
Yes.
If you'll just make the extra pass. Here comes the pressure again. Double team. Where's it going to come from? 23 is going to come up. Nope,
they're going to let
it come. Here it comes right here.
Right off of Paxton Hunter's. There it is. High post.
Parker Toon goes up. Shoots, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Blue Jays come up with it. 25 seconds to go. 54-49. Liberty, here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. 15 seconds and counting. Paxton Hunter makes a nice spin move. He's fouled, and that's going to be team foul number 5, so Paxton will shoot 2. .8 seconds to go. Cooper Holden's going to check in, and Carter Ellett is going to check in. Need these free throws right here. First one's good. So Alex comes out, and Blaine comes out. Cooper and Carter check in for Liberty. Second free throw is good. 56-49. Driving all the way down. Layup is good. Going coast to coast was number 2, Riley Daly. And that's how the third comes to a close. 56-51. We're back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factory.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right. See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 56-51 as we head to the fourth. Liberty with the lead, and it will be Marshfield basketball. Eagles, they fall back into that 2-3 matchup. Into the corner. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. And Carter Ellett with the rebound. Ultimate drives and has his shot blocked. No look pass inside. Shot up. No good. No rebound.
Good, Alex. Good.
Liberty will bring it down the floor. Liberty's spreading it out a little bit. There's a drive. Up and in. Alex Toon. Got the isolation. Yep. One-on-one. Here's a three at the other end. It's up, no good. Cooper Holden with the rebound.
Good walkout.
Yeah.
Good position.
This will be three. Carson Adams.
Yeah.
Liberty basketball. Now Marshfield will extend.
You can almost even hear somebody down. Yeah, here's a double team. Alex beats it in the corner. Ultramat for three. Off the rim. No good. Had a good look. Long pass down the floor. Marshfield throws it away. 58-51. Liberty. 6:54 on the clock. Double team. Pressure behind you. Into the corner. Ultramat. Back out. Alex. Alex shifts, drives, kicks it to Ultramat. Out top to Parker. Parker one-on-one, double team. Bounces it out top to Cooper Holden. Cooper Holden takes it, reverses it back out top to Alex Toon. Alex Toon now will back up. 6:23 on the clock, 58-51 Liberty. Alex gets the lane, the drive, goes up and scores. Long pass at the other end, and a turnover. Good defense there by Cooper Holden. Well, Liberty's done a good job stopping the ball.
They have.
So now Marshfield's trying the long baseball pass. Alex Toon with the basketball gets by the first defender. Kicks it. Ultramat for three.
He grabbed his jersey.
Hunter jumps up in the jersey. That's four.
Completely pulled to the side.
That's four on Adams. Team foul number three. Liberty will bring it in. Ultramat bounces it to Parker. Parker spins it over. Ultramat for three. Good.
Boy, we needed that.
63-51 Liberty. Blue Jays drive. Body contact. Foul will be on Paxton Hunter.
Pretty good defense. I know he left his feet, but he was straight up.
Shooting a couple is Cannon Thornhill.
That's the first on Hunter?
Yep.
First free throw's good. Liberty. Cannon Thornhill can make it a 10-point ball game. Shot is up, and he makes it. 63-53. Fryman picks up Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets by him, drives, shoots, and scores.
See, if Liberty's
if they can't get into a set, they cannot guard our guards out top.
Oh, a walk, no call, kick out. In the corner, three, off the rim, no good. Oh, that's not a foul. That'd have been five, but no call. Liberty with the ball, 5:14 to go in the fourth. 65-53 Liberty. Alex Toon works it to the right side and throws it away.
A little miscommunication there.
Here's a three by Marshfield, no good, rebound. Putback is good by Carson Adams.
Clear out.
Alex running jump double team. Now they got Parker
now going. Now you got the numbers.
Paxton Hunter inside. Up and in for two more. 67-55. Marshfield inside.
A good look.
Yeah, it was. Two more for Adams. 4:26 to go. Cooper Holden. Paxton Hunter. Ultramat for three. Off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by the Blue Jays. And they throw it away. Dochi drove in and Liberty shuts the drive down. Wells checks back in for Cooper Holden.
4:11 left.
67-57. Parker Toon will inbound. Tosses it to Alex. Here comes the double team. Finds Paxton Hunter. Wells. Ultramat. Ultramat back inside. Nice pass to Parker. Parker for two more.
I mean, Jake Wells
Greg Wilson standing on the block.
Yeah.
All alone. And it's like, get him the ball.
69-57, 3:53 to go in regulation. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Roofbound sells right to your door. Call 257-0504.
All right, welcome back. 69-57 Liberty. And it's Blue Jay basketball. Now Liberty's going to, well, we're going to show a little pressure.
Yeah, Marshall didn't have anybody in the backcourt.
Yeah. Three, top of the key. Count it. Silas Shad. My goodness. That's all he does, shoot threes.
Well, all of them do.
Yeah.
That's the 27th three that they shot.
Oh, and Liberty turns it. Nobody came to help Alex out. Turnover. Here's another three, and it's good. Just like that, the door has been open. 69-63. Parker going to take it all the way down. Gets it. And another dunk for Grayton Wells. 71-63. Here's a three up. No good. Rebound. Blue Jays off the glass and in for Adams. Parker Toon. It's three on two. Scoop shot up. Won't fall. Picked up by Marshfield. Base is picked up. It's sped up. Loose ball. And it's Liberty basketball. Now, Coach Harrell getting slowed down, guys.
Get back into it.
They've sped you up.
All right, timeout, Marshfield.
Marshfield, and they'll have. Is this their last, or they got one?
They got one more.
One more? We'll keep it here. 2:45 with the timeout, 71-65 Liberty. But Marshfield has sped it up again.
I mean, it takes two or three trips. They come down, knock two threes down. Like, oh my goodness. They have shot 29 threes.
Well, Silas Shad's got seven threes. May.
12 of 29.
Yeah. Well, in the they've made 12 threes in the game so far, yeah. But they're getting most of their looks though when the game sped up.
Yeah, they're pulling up from the volleyball line. And it's not like it's open. They're letting it fly.
Yeah. Terrell Gaines ball.
Yeah.
Terrell, he would shoot it.
But they got five of them.
Yeah.
They got five of them.
Liberty basketball coming out of the timeout. Liberty's got two timeouts. Marshfield has one.
All right, it's coming into a zone press here.
Off to Alex Toon. Alex into the corner. Blaine Alter, Matt for three. Good. That was big. 9 points for Blaine.
The lead is nine.
Marshfield with the basketball. Back out top. Deep three. Golly gee, count it.
Unreal.
And that's from the volleyball line. 74-68. Hunter's fouled.
And number zero, I don't know who zero is. That is Ethan Hyder. So his first. Yeah, Marshfield just running players out there to try and speed it up. Alex Toon, high post. Oh, and yeah. A foul.
It was a foul.
That may be it for Carson Adams.
I think it is.
Yep.
I think that's the fifth foul
or fourth. Liberty will be shooting free throws here on out. And Carson Adams fouls out with 15 points. 2:03 left. 74-68. Altermat inbound. And they get it to Wells. Wells kicks it out to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter gets it to Altermat. Altermat finds Wells. Wells. Up, tries to get it in,
yeah,
and is fouled.
He's too deep.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good defensive position, but he's just too deep.
He's inside the block,
yeah,
on a big man that's getting ready to go up.
Got to give him room to come down. That's Cannon Thornhill's third, and Drayton Wells shooting two. First one is good. Carter Ellett checks back in for Blaine Altermat. Blaine's had a good night off the bench, 9 points. Second free throw's good for Drayton Wells. Marshfield with the basketball. Three thrown up, sticks to the rim, and it'll be Liberty basketball. Blaine Altermat comes in for Carter. Inbound to Alex. Alex back to Paxton. Paxton. And all done. Paxton gets a little bit spun out of place there, a little fast. Altermat brings it in to Parker.
Now look at him. Ooh, there he was. There he got it.
Inside the well. Wells goes up, can't get it to go, and the rebound taken by Marshfield. Driving all the way down the floor, and a foul. It's going to be on Parker. That's not a bad foul.
Not a bad
That's
foul.
That's his five, it is his first. Well, it'll be his second, maybe.
Second, yeah.
Not a shooting violation. So Altermat comes out. Ellett checks in. Marshfield basketball. Salas brings it out top. High post caught. Drive. Block shot by Wells. It'll stay with Marshfield. 70 seconds to go. 76-68. But the way Marshfield shoots threes.
Oh, I'm not
going to be. Shot up and in.
Not going to be comfortable until this game's over.
Messick. Parker Toon's going to drive. High off the glass. No good. Under a minute to go. Two possession game. Rolls it to the wing. Loses the basketball. Liberty comes up with it. Turnover. Now just time is on your side. And Liberty gets it across the timeline. Alex Toon, 35 seconds. And there's a foul, and that will put Alex Toon at the line. Hunter Fryman with the foul. Alex Toon goes to the line to shoot two with 31 seconds. 76-70 Liberty. This is a good road win.
Absolutely. Class 5 school.
First free throw is good. 21 now for Alex, 17 for Wells, 17 for Parker, and 13 for Paxton Hunter.
Second free throw is good. Alex comes out, and Cooper Holden checks in with 31 seconds. If you're Liberty, you don't want to foul. You want to keep playing defense. Kick out. Dallas for three more. Hey, he misses a three. Rebound, up and in. Count it for Kochi.
6-point game. 78-72 with 19.3 left on the clock.
And we'll take a 30-second timeout. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
And welcome back. 78-72 Liberty. And we got just about 19 seconds to go in regulation. It's a two-possession game.
Liberty, I mean, they're going to send Liberty to the free throw line, so.
Mm-hmm. You want your best free throw shooters out there.
Cash in.
Yep, and it looks like it'll be Altermat, Hunter, Toon, and Wells. Liberty basketball. So if you get it, they're going to go for the steal quick. So, and maybe one of the, you know, again, how many quarters can a JVer play? You know, six. So that's kind of, did Coach Thornhill make a boo-boo, and does he have a player out there with too many quarters?
Who would it be?
I'm looking here. Evidently not. So, Paxton Hunter, gets it, and Altermat's foul. He'll shoot two. So, Blaine needs to make a couple free throws, and Altermat will be in double digits. And that is three fouls on Hunter Fry. Eighteen seconds to go. Stretch it out to eight. That makes it to the three-possession game. Oh, missing the first one. Need this one. So Wells comes out. Cooper Holden checks in. And it looks like Carter Ellett will come in for the shooter, Blaine Altermat. On a made shot. Can't get it to fall. Carter Toon gets the rebound. And a foul with 13 seconds to go. Parker will shoot two.
Oh, no, they got 13.
13. Messick. That's the one I thought maybe he was asking about because he played the JV. First free throw is good. Altermat comes out. Carter Ellett checks in. 79-72 Liberty to make it 8-point deficit. No good.
Gets his own rebound.
Parker gets his own rebound. Just hold it. Just hold it. Just hold it. Just hold it.
Yeah, they're not going to.
Yeah. That's the ball game.
That's a big win.
79-72.
Oh, they knocked the ball out of bounds. Clock stopped with 2.2.
Oh. Well, it's over.
It's over.
79-72. Liberty gets the win. And we'll go through scoring here. 21 for Silas Shad, and he had 7 threes. They were all threes. And 15 points for Carson Adams. Evan Cochi had 7. Messick with 4. +21 for Cannon Thornhill, and 5 for Hunter Fryman. 18 for Parker Toon. +22 for Alex Toon. And 13 for Paxton Hunter. 9 for Blaine Altermat. And 17 for Drayton Wells.
You take 4 in double digits if, you know, Blaine and Altermat has 9. Yeah. I mean, that's as good a scoring across the board as Liberty's had all year.
Yeah, the only Cooper didn't score and Carter didn't score, you know, tonight. But big win on the road. You know, picking up a win against the Ozark Mountain Conference team, Marshfield, 79-72. Now, Liberty's next scheduled game is Tuesday at Bunker.
At Bunker.
But with the weather coming in, you know, now it is a it's a winter storm warning is in effect. It's no longer a watch. And we also have that, frigid cold advisory that's in place as well, as we're expecting to see some snow after midnight Friday. And
it's going to get nasty.
Well, you know, I've been following it all week. Well, actually, the middle of last week, and the snow amount predictions where we're looking, we could see anywhere from 6 to 18 inches.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling my wife this morning before I left the house. I don't recall ever. I mean, you see it on Facebook and the European models and everything that gets posted, but I have never seen KY3 post a prediction that had 18 inches in it.
Yeah.
You know, the prediction, it was a little south of us, but you know, it was 12 to 18 inches on what they were predicting.
Yeah. Well, it's going to get wild. So, Tuesday, our next scheduled game at Bunker, if we get 6 inches of snow, as cold as it's going to be, there's just no way to get the roads cleaned up to where, so we'll have to just kind of wait and see. We'll have all that posted on our webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com. We'll have it on air as well. And our webpage will be up to date with postponements and cancellations because there's going to be all kinds of stuff that's going to be basically, we're going to come to a standstill.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's going on, if it's scheduled to go on, it's going to get canceled.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just going to be a good weekend to put on a pot of brown beans and ham hocks and some cornbread and some fried taters, maybe even some fried apples, and just kick back, chill out. There's going to be all kinds of good basketball games on Saturday and Friday night and Saturday. Sunday, of course, you got 2 conference championship games, Denver hosting the Patriots and then Seattle hosting the Rams. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff to do to occupy your time. But the biggest thing is, you don't want to get out when it hits, when it starts, you know, best advice is just stay home and just kind of chill out. But, cause the roads are going to be treacherous, and it's going to be treacherous for a while because it's going to be so cold. We won't get above freezing until Tuesday, but then we go back below freezing on Wednesday, so these roads are going to get covered, especially the second. You know, MoDOT does a great job with the main highways, but the secondary roads are just going to be what it is.
Yeah, and you got to give them room to get everything removed.
That is a fact. Liberty improves to 13-2 now on the year. And, again, tentatively, our next game is Tuesday, but we'll have to wait and see. So, for Tyler, Ricky, Dylan, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you soon.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anger Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagles Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.